This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Weekly export sales are continuing to perform above the yearly averages. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said corn sales are looking very good.
Yeah, we had 1.01 million tons for old crop corn, to about 245,000 tons for new crop corn. So this is above the five-year average for this particular week. Again, this is a continued trend. This is 3 weeks in a row, but also the longer-term trend of just better than expected corn export sales. The new crop sales being a little bit better than expected as well. So this continues to move us right along.
Soybeans were more modest, but still good. McBride said the performance of both markets is interesting given the fact that Brazil has a price discount to the U.S.
They came in inside the range of estimates. You had 428,000 tons of old crop beans sold, 50,000 tons of new crop sold, so a total of 478,000. Overall, this is going to put you right around the five-year average, so not bad, not good, this is kind of the way that the soybeans have been going for the last couple of months here, is that even though we are more expensive than Brazil, we continue to see decent sales. Not anything to write home about, nothing that's so great that we expect them to move the needle, but also they haven't dropped off enough that we expect the USDA to come in and slash that export number. So overall, it's been just kind of status quo on the soybean side.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith, reporting.